Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. Hey everyone, a little bit different format this week than previous weeks. I'm not sure if it was the fact that I covered four different states over a handful of days, that we had Halloween smashed right into the middle of the week. But lots of questions this week on vendor management, so I'm going to dive right in. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, the weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. So there's been a lot of questions over the last couple weeks on managing the security posture of your vendors or third parties. And actually, I probably shouldn't say it's the last couple of weeks. It's actually been going on for the last few months that we've had a lot of questions about this topic. So to break it down, I would actually break apart the topic or the idea of third-party security management or vendor security management into three parts. So the first part is the look of your vendors outside the firewall. Second one is inside the firewall, and then the third one would be ongoing or continuous monitoring of your vendors. So again, this outside the firewall, inside the firewall, continuous monitoring. So looking at the first one, outside the firewall, there are many software providers that exist within the marketplace that effectively do a vulnerability scan of your target vendors that measures their security posture based on information that's publicly available today. So when one of those software providers does a scan of your vendor, they're effectively looking at whether your vendor's using deprecated SSL or basically like an older version of SSL, and therefore, they might be more susceptible to a security weakness. They're looking at entries within someone's DNS record. Things like whether your email has been configured for SPF or you have the appropriate DKIM records to ensure your email security. They're also looking for open ports. They're basically looking for anything that's publicly available on the web that might infer or suggest what their overall security posture could be. So there's some pros and cons to this approach. So the pro, obviously, is that this is a very quick way to get a measure of someone's perceived security posture or get an idea of what their security posture might be. The cons are that it only looks outside the firewall, and it doesn't really consider anything that's inside the firewall. And so let me just give you a quick story. So outside the firewall scans, I have an acquaintance of mine that runs a large security program out of Las Vegas. He has numerous honeypots set up within his environment, which we would all consider as a security best practice. And they work perfectly. Every time someone runs a vulnerability scan or does a pen test, they get hung up in these honeypots and they work perfectly. In this case, anytime that someone's scanning his environment, especially in the case where they're doing an outside the firewall scan, they find all sorts of vulnerabilities within his environment. But we would all agree that leveraging a honeypot correctly within your environment is actually a security best practice. So my acquaintance here fails these third-party scans every single time. So that's the first one. So the first one is outside the firewall. The second type of vendor security assessment or third-party security assessment is inside the firewall. So this would be, examples of this are, you're sending a questionnaire to your vendor or your third party, and you have human interaction to ascertain whether the answers supplied in that questionnaire are appropriate. And in some cases, it's even picking up the phone to talk to your vendor or this third party to figure out whether they actually have the security muscle within their organization to protect your organizational information. So in these cases, you're asking whether they have policies and procedures in place around security, whether they have a vulnerability management program in place, whether they manage their vendors. You're trying to understand where they're storing your information, the security around their databases, basically how they govern security and how they protect their technology within their environment. All of these things collectively starts to answer the question of does this prospective organization that you're planning to do business with or that you're already doing business with, do they have the security muscle that you would expect them to have to protect your information? So that's to look for outside the firewall, then inside the firewall, and the third piece is a continuous vendor management. So before we get into the third piece, the analogy that I would draw between the first two, so outside the firewall and inside the firewall, would be if you're going to the doctor. So let's just say you call the doctor and you say that you have an ailment and you need someone to check you out. So in the first scenario, you show up at the doctor, they come to check you out, and instead of going into the office, the doctor actually comes out, meets you in the parking lot, and basically does their evaluation right there, just basically doing a quick once over. And so in that scenario, the doctor basically has all the information that's publicly available to anybody and is making their quick diagnosis there as to what your actual ailment is. I know, and some of you are probably saying, yes, that would actually be incredibly convenient, but I suppose that's the pro of the service. The con is that it's really only a topical look as to what the ailment or what the potential problem could be. So in the second scenario, doing the inside the firewall look, in that same analogy, you call the doctor for the ailment, you actually go into the doctor's office, they get you checked in, you fill out some questionnaires about your medical history, any other information that you could provide about your ailment that might be an indicator as to what the actual issue could actually be. You actually go into the doctor's office, talk to them, they run diagnostics and tests. All of these things help you or help the doctor better evaluate what your potential ailment could be and come up with a more correct diagnosis. So that's kind of the difference between an outside the firewall look versus the inside the firewall look. Now, where I see folks really get tripped up is saying, now, once you've either done the outside the firewall look or the inside the firewall look, and you find a vulnerability or you find a security weakness, what happens next? So in some cases, for some organizations, it could be, hey, this vulnerability is just too egregious. We're actually not going to do business with this vendor organization because we can't trust them with our information. The other scenario is saying, if you find a vulnerability, let's work with our vendor or our partner to help them right-size their security posture so that we can continue to collect business value from this vendor. And so this is where we're really starting to see the rise of continuous vendor management, of saying, if you're able to do the outside the firewall look and or the inside the firewall look of this vendor, find a vulnerability, let's create a partnership between, you know, the organization, your organization, and the vendor or partner that's providing value to your business to ensure that everybody's security posture is what it should be and everybody's information is being protected. And so that back and forth, that partnership is what's kind of evolving as continuous vendor security management or continuous third-party security management. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.